Here are your two happy friends, Bob,
Ken, and Bill. Und Bob und Ray.
Matinee with Ken and Bill.
That's four of us, and we'll be here for 30 minutes. 4 into 30 goes 7 and something.
It'll seem a lot longer than that, though.
Seems pretty short when you start figuring mathematically, Bob.
Well, I haven't gotten around to doing that yet.
There's nothing new.
Nothing new? No.
Same old thing. Yes.
Hi, Mary.
Hello, Bob.
What's new with you?
What?
What's new with you?
Nothing, except Mr. Wilson and myself are planning a little swim.
You and Mr. Wilson are planning a little swim, are you?
Mr. Wilson is my manager.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm
light
going to
gone.
Swim out to Boston Light and back.
I see. You're going to try and swim the channel out through there.
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I can do it. After all, if this Shirley Mae France can go to England with a big howdy-a-doodle,
yes.
I don't see why I can't go into the Boston Harbor with a
little howdy-a-doodle.
Sure.
When are you going to... when is
Bob,
this going
yes.
to happen?
Mm. What?
When is this going to happen?
Friday, I'm pitching in.
Friday,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to grease myself up.
Yeah, that doesn't give us much... Are
Chicken
you going
bad, of course.
To swim the way...
No, absolutely
what
not.
What I was going to say, this doesn't give you much time to...
absolutely not, Bob.
Doesn't give you much time for publicity and to get...
There may be photographers there to take my picture as I come out victoriously from the icy, briny water.
Well, it may be warm Friday, you can't tell. Have you informed all the newspapers that you're going to do this?
Not as yet, Bob, no. Mm-hmm. But I figure Mr. Wilson will take care. He's handling publicity, too.
He is.
And he says if I get any movie offers...
He gets 10%.
Or something from a newspaper to write my life.
Yeah.
4 or 5 thrilling installments.
Sure. Which you will, no doubt.
He will come in for a slight kickback.
Say,
he used that term.
I think this is great news to all of our many fans in and around New England.
Well, I thought I'd get on the air and just talk about it. Talk
sure.
about it crazy-like.
Well, how have you been training for this? Have you
well, I haven't been eating
diet?
So much, Bob. Of course, during the hot weather, you don't feel like eating anyway.
No.
And
cold
I've,
salad.
And I've
something.
Been getting in the tub a lot more.
Have you?
Trying to get myself used to water.
Uh-huh. And you'll be all set for... Is this going to happen in the morning? Or when is high tide Friday? Have you figured that out?
I haven't checked with the Weather Bureau, but I think it will be shortly after noontime.
You're working closely with them.
Yes, we are collaborating closely.
I
the
see.
Weather Bureau and myself.
They inform you hourly of conditions of the water
yes.
and so forth.
Mm, that's right, Bob, yes.
What stroke do you plan to use in this momentous swim?
The Australian crawl.
You're using the Australian crawl.
Well, part of the way, and then I'll float some.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I'll be in no rush.
Are you trying
I'm
to break
I'm just going
the
to merely do it.
Oh, you're not trying to break any record.
Oh, no, there's no established record for the swim that I know of, for
I
a lady, that is.
Uh-huh. Mm. You're going out to Boston Light?
Boston it? Light, and then I may come back.
Well, you'll have to come back.
Well, I mean swim, Bob.
You having a little... Mr. Wilson
Bob.
Rowing along beside you in a boat?
Yes, that's what he said he'd do. He and Mr.
Are
Green.
Are you taking a lunch with you, Ken?
He and Mr. Green are going to supervise and tell me how
sandwiches?
I'm doing. Oh, I won't eat a bite while I'm in that water.
You won't.
Cramps, you
oh,
know.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, never do that.
Uh-huh. And then when you get back, I suppose the photographers will take your picture.
I'll
will you
probably
come up here as soon
successful.
As you get back from that swim
I
and
promise,
give us
I'll
an on-the-spot interview?
Yes, I will, Bob.
The minute you get back.
Yes. That'll be Friday,
tide,
I hope.
I hope the tide is right so that you can hit this program just as you step out of the water all wet.
Thank you, Bob. And so long, everybody, sports lovers particularly.
We'll be looking for you. And be sure and keep us informed. Ray, how come you're not managing Mary on this venture? You
I don't
did
know.
During
she,
her presidential campaign.
She didn't mention it to me at all, Bob.
She didn't, huh?
No. Well, it's because I can't swim, I guess.
Well, that might be it.
See, Mr. Wilson, in case something comes up, he can jump off that boat and swim like a fish.
That's right. He has a face for it, too.
He can do other things like a fish, too.
Yeah. Well, let's hear from Mr. Wilson and Mr. Green, too.
Oh, yeah, speaking of those two men of music.
They have a little song here which fits in with everything very perfectly.
Just one of them things.
One of them things, yeah.
Thank you.
both you gentlemen as you played that song.
And you look wonderful today in your best bib and tucker.
What?
Their best bib and tucker, and here they are now. Those two funny men, Bib and Tucker.
Come on out of here, fellas. You take
oh, there, Tucker.
Hello, Bib.
How are you?
Funny thing happened to me on the way down to the studio.
What happened to you on the way down to the studio?
Gee, can't think of anything funny.
Oh, I guess you stand off, really.
Excuse me.
Someone is entering the studio.
A message from Garcia.
No, oh, that's Garcia himself.
Oh,
he just
Garcia?
Came in. Yeah. He brought you.
One ham sandwich and a milkshake. Bring me 5 cents, please. Certainly. See my secretary. Mr. Green?
We don't pay off during the program. You have to see our paying teller after the show.
Embarrassed me today, I guess.
Please.
I love
you. Did you do that embroidery on your
I love your
yourself?
Monogram shirt.
Yeah, I think he did that himself.
The initials. You can have it for a buck and a half. But those initials. Are you selling soap? That was me, friend.
Yeah. But anyway, you are a Rhapsody in Blue today.
Hey, that's a wonderful. That's awful lovely. Gee, Norm, you look great. You even got the blue gills under your eyes. You know, I have bones in my collar, I'm very happy to announce.
And in your head,
too. Blood on it, too. Cut yourself shaving this morning?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I always shave with my shirt on.
Nasty wound. That was him, friend.
That wasn't me, friend.
He's messy.
Sure. Oh, you're just too cute to exist, that's all.
Yes, you are. You're quite a...
Oh,
you're quite
a nice
car.
Oh,
yes.
You're wonderful.
Yes, Jesus. Sir. Nothing to go with it, all those clothes.
But wouldn't you be afraid to go out in the sun like that?
How many suits you buying this week?
Four.
Four suits this week,
Always try to maintain an even 2 dozen.
Sure thing.
Gee, this guy's a clothes horse. Boy. Well, one good thing...
He can't play baseball, that's a sure thing.
You've got the looks for snappy clothes.
He does have the looks, yeah. All except his face.
Well, I mean, who's talking about that? But really, you're set.
One thing, I did set a precedent up here.
You did, huh?
You guys never wore ties until I arrived.
That's right.
We're not wearing them now either, are we?
I am.
I'm not.
Look at me.
You for me to leave.
I guess so.
But thanks ever so much, Norm, and I'll make that good to you. That was me.
That was Ray, said that. No wonder he's laughing.
Gorgeous thing. Yeah.
Ray, who today thinks he is King Arthur, friends, is holding court. Is holding court at Guinevere Castle. His right-hand man, Sir Lancelot, has just entered through the right portico.
Sir Lancelot, have you been to Scotland lately?
No, I ain't.
Okay, have you been over to Ireland or nothing?
No, I ain't.
Did you take a trip up to Wales like I told you to check and get my taxes?
No, I didn't.
Hey, look, Sir Lancelot, you ain't no help to me. You
I ain't doing nothing.
Guys, take him away to the tower.
I think I better climb on my sturdy steed.
Off with his head. The both of them.
Ray, who thinks he is King Arthur today, calls Ray. In another member of his court as he munches on a ham sandwich and a chicken wishbone. Or a wish chicken. Call in another of your subjects.
Hey, come in here, Lefty.
I'm Righty.
Okay, Righty. Did you go off to Normandy like I said and gather
no,
up them
did.
Singers?
I did, no.
I want 20,000 singers to sing that song again, Normandy.
What song is that?
Something about Burgundy. Something like that. I heard it in some opera.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Okay, where's Robin Hood? Send him in.
He darling, shoe is for us, playing for all the dancers.
Okay, well...
Robin Hood and his merry little band, and here they are for his evening, folk. Vocals by Little John and Alan Dale.
Thank you. From the beautiful Sherwood Forest Inn, where Robin Hood and his merrymakers play for dancing.
Nightly, for your pleasure, air conditioned.
You know, we haven't even had one commercial yet, Bob, and it's pretty embarrassing.
I think it's high time we did. Norm, would you do something practical and run down to Studio One as fast as your little feet will carry you?
And remember, if you can't take part in the sport...
Yeah, and bring us back the
sure.
copy, will you, please? In the meantime, we'll have a cigarette.
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield ABC.
ABC, ABC, la 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 la.
I'm trying to eat, I can't.
We had a request to sing more songs today. Someone who loves our voice. And if we had any music, we could do it. Do you have any songs that we could sing today? Do we know one of them things?
I think we do. It's just one of them things.
Just one of them
funny things. La 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 la.
I don't think you have the right key there.
That's the one. You sing the first violin part. I'll sing sax. Just one of those things.
Hey, just.
Just one of those crazy things. One of those bells that now and then ring. Just one of them things. It was just one of them nights.
Hey,
just one of them fabulous flights. A trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of them things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town. One of them things. Thank you, and now, dreamy old New England moon.
How are your sun blisters coming?
Fine, thank you, Bob. Now it's time for me to talk real pleasant-like about a subject that's near and dear to my heart. To take a timely tip from your New Haven Railroad friends, these first 2 weeks in August have long been known as real vacation days. Now, if you're lucky enough to be on your vacation or planning your vacation for the near future, don't take a chance of losing precious vacation hours. If you wonder what we mean, ask any of those who lost valuable time waiting for the fog to clear a week or so ago.
Listen to what this man says, friends. Makes sense.
I'll spend a whole week trying to get where I'm going through the fog. Couldn't see nothing. Couldn't see my hand in front of my face. Now then, if you're going to Cape Cod, the South Shore, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, or any point in Rhode Island, Connecticut, or New York, make sure you get all your vacation. Go on the New Haven's dependable air-conditioned trains. Convenient service to Cape Cod, no matter what the weather. Trains make or take you to Hyannis or Woods Hole in less than 2 hours, you know. So don't get delayed or detoured. Keep off accident-ridden highways. Give your vacation the right start. Go by dependable New Haven trains. Thank you.
Now it's time to get down to the candy store and another episode in the life of the homely little philosopher, Ben Dover. Ben is sitting behind the candy counter in his store, smoking his sandwiches. Thinking over the events of the past few weeks in Rivers Mountain, when the door opens and Eddie comes in. Yeah, hello there, Eddie.
Oh, hello, Ben.
Hello there, yeah.
What's new?
Oh, nothing much.
How's the candy going?
Oh, we're selling a little bit now and then.
Still.
That kind of, ain't it?
Yeah, it's kind of soft, but it's cool there. It's helping it out a little bit.
Well, are you trying to push it back into shape?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, these loose chocolates like
that. Yeah, I thumb them every now and then.
Well, they've been running into one big glob.
Yeah, I have one of these bonbons here.
Ah, surely.
Just take a taste of that creamy bonbon.
Say, that's mighty good. You make them yourself?
Yeah, only that ain't bonbon. That's fudge.
Oh, this is fudge. That's
bonbon. No.
You got any bonbons?
Yeah, I have some over there, I think.
Could I put my... Oh, I don't think I'll put my... You put your hand in and get...
No, I don't want it.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
No, you better.
I don't want it.
Tell me what problem has brought you here today.
Well, I'll tell you, Ben, as you know, I
didn't know that. No, bring me up to date on this situation.
I haven't told you anything yet, Ben.
That's right, so I don't know nothing.
Look here, I mean, here's the scoop. I'm leaving town.
You leaving in a hurry, Eddie?
Yes, I am.
I see. Been into trouble again.
I've been in trouble, and I'm trying
Trouble.
Yes, trouble. And I have to leave before sundown, according to the sheriff.
And he
wanted me to get out and to quote him, stay out, unquote.
Aber warum?
Huh?
I mean, why?
Well, I tell you, I kind of mixed up on a shady deal.
Yeah?
I put some trees up in front of City Hall.
Uh-oh.
And they didn't want them there. I was supposed to put them over on the park on First Avenue.
This sounds very bad for you.
And, of course, I got paid extra for putting them up on the City Hall. It took long, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And they get me for graft.
Yeah, well, let me puff on my meerschaum here. I think it's something to help you out of your problem here.
Go right ahead, Doctor. I'm listening.
Yeah.
I also got a cut lip, Dr. Christian.
Yeah, so I see there. Well, the only situation I can see for you is to lay low for a while.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Get out of town, take a train. Maybe the sheriff will tell you to take a train. I don't know, but he will sooner or later.
He didn't say. He just said
get out.
And I think
maybe you should get out
as
quick as you can, because you've evidently been mixed up in some kind of shady deal. Don't know what it was. Maybe planting trees. What are they?
Should I stay out?
Or something. I'd say you should get out and stay out.
Okay, thank again, Ben. I don't know what I'd have to do without you.
Anytime you want advice, you'll come down to my candy store here.
Okay.
You know where it is. It's right here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, anytime you want the advice, I'm happy to give it to you, Homely.
Thank
advice.
You, Ben.
I'm happy. So we leave Ben Dover for another day. We'll return sometime soon and look in on his little candy shop and on the problems which befront all of us, even as you or I.
Or
me.
Me.
Well, you really got gypped on that note check, didn't you? Or has someone been into that before you? Only half a cup there.
That's life.
I suppose it is.
Life is filled with disappointment.
You know where you get a full meal, though, for the price of price of only half a one.
Way above.
I'm not getting this idea across. You get more than you pay for. That's the idea. At the Park Lane. That's a name that should mean pleasure for all of you folks, because Park Lane makes folks think of sizzling one-pound steaks. Now that cooler weather is here, a steak would be in order. And, of course, on warm days, they feature cold-cut plates with real man-sized servings of cold roast beef or delightful fruit salad with sherbet and a cool drink to hit the spot. Dinner at the Park Lane is relaxing and pleasant. The menu complete with chicken, chops, lobster, roasted beef, or the famous one-pound sizzling steak.
Thank you, Ben.
A cocktail, it's a perfect dinner, music and atmosphere gives zest to your living, a treat you'll always enjoy often. You'll want to. The music is really relaxing.
Yeah, let's hear something.
In fact, the piano player is relaxed already so much he isn't even playing the piano.
The piano player is quite relaxed.
They do have a piano player over there. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
Ever noticed him?
Mm-hmm.
They hide him behind the cash register.
I don't know.
But he's good just the same. Who is it, you know?
DuBarry.
Who?
DuBarry.
Not Madame DuBarry.
Oh, can't be that.
Oh, it could be her.
No.
Somebody named DuBarry?
Mm-hmm.
He was the man of... We're not still the men of the week over there, are we?
Yeah, I believe we are. Yeah,
where were we yesterday?
We have a meat chopper in the window now.
Oh.
Eating a real... Into the food.
Can you hear Mr. Wilson in the back of the hall?
Oh, a real...
No, I can't hear a word of guy's saying.
I can't. I'm not there.
Open up, will you, mushmop?
Well, let's listen to some of that relaxing music.
Sure.
Shall we? Great Scott, it is relaxing.
I can't eat in this kind
this
of an atmosphere.
This can't be the Park
Lane. Too raucous for me.
Yes.
Let's go to the Park Lane where they really play the piano.
Where they really blow the roof off. Well, this can't be the... I can't eat this slow, can you?
No, it's impossible. And live, I mean. I'll starve before I get through the salad.
That can't be DuBarry playing the piano.
Just a minute. Hey, who are you playing the piano? Bob, that white wig, It's Beethoven.
It is Beethoven.
What have we found?
Hey, Hovind.
What?
Molly. How long have you been playing here at Park Lane?
Since I come over from the old country.
You eat here, too?
What?
Yes, I see you do. You're eating now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm eating a sandwich.
You're enjoying
one. I don't want to risk that steak, you know. I'm thinking.
Hey, me. What do you mean that's the best steak in town, that sizzling one-pounder?
Well, I don't know. You know,
And it only cost $2?
I ain't the gambling type. I gotta play my music.
You don't have to gamble.
You know, they say you gotta really live hard to be a great artist like me, and I am, you know.
Yes, you are.
You may call me Ludwig.
Okay, Lud. How about playing something, as you
Ludwig.
Do for the dancers here each night at Park Lane?
Okay. What'd you like to hear? Something by Chopin?
That would be good,
okay.
Yeah. Right ahead. That's more like it.
Frankie Carl, he ain't bad, you know, for contemporary.
He does pretty well, too.
Yeah, he ain't bad at all.
All of this is yours and much more, too, at the Park Lane across from the Public Garden at 214 Boylston Street, friends. It's a mecca for folks who know and enjoy dining at its best. Let's make a date for a steak at the Park Lane. Ken? Ray?
Yes, Sturley. Something about that mecca, I think it really is. We should make the Park Lane one of the greatest meeting places of all the world.
We should make it a Far East type thing.
I think that would make it exotic.
We should redo the decor.
We can have Fu Manchu set up his headquarters there.
I think that would be good.
Oh,
I
like
what he's doing right now at a corner table at the Park Lane.
You come see me for advice?
Yeah.
I'm an expert on dialect today.
A few moments ago,
I was bent over.
No, I got Fu Manchu.
Well, look, Fu.
You're sure?
Here's my problem.
You're sure?
I've been Shanghai.
I
want to get back.
Oh, that's very bad. Where you want to get back to?
Shanghai.
My advice to you would be get out of town quick.
Should I stay out, Fu?
I'd stay out, Fu, to you. Next problem, please. This lady over here, Mrs. T.L., you have problem?
Yeah.
What is your problem, madam?
How do you...
Please, if you can't control yourself, I'll have to see you in my office after program.
Don't
touch microphone, please.
I'm sorry, Fu.
All right, now your problem, please. I don't match your proper name, place on.
I met this here guy in Canton.
Don't match your Canton or other proper place on, please. And I got so thick accent, I can't understand myself.
We eloped to Shenzhen.
Well, don't match your proper place on. Now, what happened after you eloped with this man?
My husband, he got work in hand cow.
Oh, I see. Handling cows.
No, hand cow.
Oh,
you work.
I call too, and now our next problem, please.
Thank you.
So we leave Ting Sing and his problems of domestic relations for today. How was the sandwich?
Good.
Yeah. We don't have an ET or anything where we could chew up the ham here and get it out of the way.
They could play it. This Isn't Love.
Well, it isn't, so let him play, huh?
Next music, please, y'all.
Thank you.
he's on vacation.
That's right.
No, you were right, Eddie.
You
were
right. Play the trombone. Go ahead.
I like it better with
sure,
the trombone.
That sounds all right.
You were right, Eddie. I'm sorry.
You had the right key, too.
There goes Whippy.
That's the special call at Wonderland for the slow dogs. The distance runners will be in the spotlight
Listen
tonight.
Listen to the slow dogs run by.
There they go. Around the far turn. It's Candy.
I fell down with him.
Wait a minute. One of the dogs sort of lost his balance and fell over. Pick him up, will you please, trainer?
Yes,
sir. All right.
Wait a minute. I think he's dead.
By George, he is. Well, anyway, there are eight other ones there. Let them get going again. Will you blow the bugle again, Eddie? And there they go. They're racing around by the starting gate. They're just about up to the starting gate now. Only a few more yards, and they'll be ready to get out into the actual distance. Now they're at the starting gate. Now let them go. Oh, they're right out there neck and neck. I don't believe we'll have time for the remainder of this race.
Come on, you dog! Run!
Well, this is rather embarrassing because we wanted to bring you the winner of this particular race. It's over the long 5/16th mile yard, or the 5/16th yard mile, 675 yard. But you can say one thing about them, they're game.
Gamey,
I mean. Well, look, this is getting us nowhere, friend. The distance runners will be in the spotlight.
You think you're going nowhere? I'd like to be riding one of these single saddle.
Oh, well, that's why it's going so slow. You're riding that dog.
Yeah, single saddle.
Three of the popular 675-yard Revere Course races top the bill tonight. The seventh, ninth, and tenth events. And here are the endurance stars that will go to close.
Oh, boy.
In the ninth. Hazelmere, Candy Lane, Refreshing, Heath Hollenbeck, War Relic, Revere Special, Proud and Merry, and Half Cast. Post time first race, 7:45.
Proud and Merry 2 or just one dog?
One dog.
Okay.
Two red. Daily double closes at 7:30 and Revere is near from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere over Wide Highway.
Matinee with Bob and Ray. I'll be back again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So long, friends. If you're right, get work and hang by your tongue.